Today's reading is in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22. 1 Samuel 2, verse 22. Now Eli was very old, and he kept hearing all that his sons were doing to all Israel, and how they lay with the women who were serving at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And he said to them, "Why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil dealings from all these people. No, my sons, it is no good report that I hear the people of the Lord spreading abroad. If someone sins against a man, God will mediate for him. But if someone sins against the Lord, who can intercede for him?" But they would not listen to the voice of their father, for it was the will of the Lord to put them to death. Now the boy Samuel continued to grow both in stature and in favor with the Lord, and also with the man. And there came a man of God to Eli, and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, did I indeed reveal myself to the house of your father when they were in Egypt, subject to the house of Pharaoh? Did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to go up to my altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? I gave to the house of your father all my offerings by fire from the people of Israel. Why then do you scorn my sacrifices and my offerings that I commanded for my dwelling, and honor your sons above me by fattening yourselves on the choicest parts of every offering of my people Israel? Therefore the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promised that your house and the house of your father should go in and out before me forever. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me, for those who honor me I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days are coming when I will cut off your strength and the strength of your father's house, so that there will not be an old man in your house. Then in distress you will look with envious eye on all the prosperity that shall be bestowed on Israel, and there shall not be an old man in your house forever. The only one of you whom I shall not cut off from my altar shall be spared to weep his eyes out, to grieve his heart, and all the descendants of your house shall die by the sword of men. And this that shall come upon your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, shall be the sign to you. Both of them shall die on the same day. And I will raise up for myself a faithful priest, who shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. And I will build him a sure house, and he shall go in and out before my anointed forever. And everyone who is left in your house shall come to implore him for a piece of silver or a loaf of bread, and say, please put me in one of the priest's places that I may eat a morsel of bread." Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord in the presence of Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. At that time Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. And the Lord again said, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, for the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood, calling at us as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant hears." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I am about to do a thing in Israel at which the two ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. On that day I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. And I declare to him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God, and he did not restrain them. Therefore I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever." Samuel lay until morning. Then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. But Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." He said, "Here I am." And Eli said, "What was it that he told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also if you hide anything from me of all that he told you." So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. And he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established as a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again at Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord. So we read yesterday about Eli's worthless sons. Verse 12, the sons of Eli were worthless men. They did not know the Lord. That's not that they didn't have the opportunity to know the Lord, but that was a choice that they made. Today we're reading the judgment that comes upon the house of Eli because Eli didn't do anything about it. All we see is this questioning and saying, it's no good report that I hear the people of the Lord spreading about abroad. Now, he does point out that they're sinning against God when he says, if anyone sins against a man, God will mediate for him. But if someone sins against the Lord, who can intercede for him? But there's always been something that bothers me about this exchange between him and his sons, that my impression, and I could be wrong, but my impression is that Eli is more worried about the report that's going out than the fact that his sons are sinning against God. I just kind of put myself in these shoes and think about how I would address some sort of a sinful situation with my sons, and it wouldn't be about a report, it would be about their position before God. So again, I could be wrong, but that's just my impression. But God comes to Eli through this man of God and points out that God is judging Eli as well because he did not restrain them. And the same is told to Samuel. And so even though Eli has served God, as far as we can tell, his whole life, he is being judged because he didn't raise his boys in such a way that they would respect God and God's things, God's sacrifices. Even if his sons did not listen to him, I would think that Eli would be able to take some action to remove them as priests, no longer being in service to the Lord and in this position that they could abuse as well. We need to take seriously the idea of sinning against God. It should never be something that we just worry about whether anybody sees it or not. We need to be worried about whether we have sinned against God. Too many times people think if nobody sees it, then it's okay. And that's not the case because God always sees it. Let's do the best that we can to live our life in the sight of God, faithfully, righteously, and relying on the blood of Jesus Christ when we make mistakes and we sin. Let us also be the influence around us that we need to be in order to help others come to Him. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.